Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of the Resurrected Winners You podcast. It's another week and another podcast, but not, as is the norm, one of our deep dives into some game that happens to have a tangential anniversary that we can try to explore. I was thinking, that's probably not the normal now. Every other podcast is something that's not that now, so
yeah,
that's not the norm, but I'm sticking with it. This week, we are back in your ears for another video game draft podcast, and again, this week, we have 2006 on the docket. Will Alex return to the Nintendo corner that has served him so well over the weeks? Will David cast his eyes back to the sports section? And can Kelsey hold on and make it to another week as the reigning AWIY draft champ? Only time will tell. Alex, Kelsey, how are you both doing this fine evening? I'm just going to group you all both in at the same time so that I don't forget Alex again. Yeah.
I'm joining with the flavour of apple. Apple bourbon.
Oh,
which is
okay.
A little bit too sweet.
Oh.
I was saying to David before we started, I thought it would be overpowering. It's not too bad, but I only think I could have like a couple of them before my teeth start feeling a bit furry. it's not too bad.
Apple, well, at least it's apple bourbon and not that apple headset that we saw a couple of weeks back. Because that would be, you'd be bringing a different vibe to the podcast if that's what you were doing.
I'm logging on next time with that, and I'm gonna do the podcast through my visor.
Yeah,
and you're not allowed to laugh.
I am drinking an X-Ale, apparently New England IPA, that says store cold, drink fresh, goes very nicely with clam chowder, cheeseburgers, pickled onion, monster munch.
Yeah, all good things.
I don't know if that's as the meal all three together, but
chowder.
What were you both doing in the year 2006, apart from eating pickled monster munching?
Preparing my life to meet you, I think, mate. Wasn't long after that.
Two years' time, yeah.
Yeah.
2 years. Were you in Aberdeen by 2006?
I was probably visiting the person who lived in Aberdeen first, who went to uni up there, that I knew from school, and then getting it in my head that I was going to move to Aberdeen and go to uni there once the term started. So that's... Yeah, probably what I was doing, working for Barclays Bank, playing Xbox 360 with my friend Neil, talking about Gears of War.
Did you take a... Oh, yes, speaking of which. Did you take a year out? Because I think I was in my second year of uni.
Many years out.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I went straight from my BTEC to uni. So I was in my second year of uni in 2006. It was the year I went on my first ever holiday outside of...
Family.
The mainland.
Oh, right.
I went to... Yeah, yeah. So my girlfriend and I went to Gran Canaria.
Oh, nice.
For 2 weeks as well. I don't think I've been on a two-week holiday since then. It was...
Yeah,
like,
I don't think I have. You don't do that when you're an adult, do you, really? It's too expensive to start.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no, I did do it for Tokyo, actually. I did do it for Tokyo.
If you're going that far, you can't just go for a weekend and come back.
So yeah, but definitely playing a lot of games. Xbox 360 owner in full effect. I would have been my second year, I guess, of owning a PSP. Nintendo Wii as well. So
I played
a Nintendo Wii because my girlfriend had a Nintendo Wii. So it effectively became my Nintendo Wii.
The Nintendo Revolution, of course.
Yeah. I guess this is what, the year of YouTube launch or the year after YouTube launch? There's a lot going on in 2006.
Yeah.
I do have some
I was hoping
little facts for the year.
I was definitely an early adopter of YouTube as well. I was the person trying to sell it to people saying, this is the future, this is so good.
I spent a lot of time watching Dramatic Chipmunk on YouTube. I feel like we've had YouTube as a fact in previous podcasts, though, so I think it's maybe last
year. Yeah, I think we
might
did in the last
2005.
One.
It might have been 2005. Mine was, I was watching Cinemassacre before YouTube came along, and then he migrated to YouTube, and I think that was the first channel that I would watch. Well, it wasn't channels, it was just, I'm not sure, I can't remember how it worked. It was so weird, but That was definitely a thing I used to watch a lot on YouTube. And trailers. So, yeah. Like when E3 trailers would come out, you'd watch them on YouTube instead of having to watch them through like Real Player embedded in websites, you know, back in the day at like this size on your computer screen. So,
yeah, a bit of machinima.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I probably got my first iPhone around this time as well. 3GS.
Well, 2007 was the first iPhone, so it would have been a year later.
Oh, okay.
Because I also got the first iPhone as well, as an early adopter there.
I had some sort of Sony, I want to call it an Xperia thing. I'm not really quite sure what that is right though. I ended up breaking it though. So in 2006, I would have been beginning my... No, it was just a little brick thing.
Oh, okay.
Had a little joystick on it, so I could play Frogger. But there was I would have been a year into my half-completed apprenticeship in 2006. And I remember I broke my phone because I used to work in a workshop and a lot of metal shavings would be flying about the place and they would always get stuck in the phone because there's like a magnet. Didn't realize this until it came into contact with it. There's a magnet inside the phone that would attract it through all the little holes. So I would run another magnet over the top of it to clean it out, which worked.
How magnets work, kids.
It worked. It just also broke the phone. So yeah. Oh, well, depends what your end goal is trying to be there. Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing Breaking Bad, isn't it? They use magnets to wipe some data. Is that what they do?
The laptops, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, do they?
The laptops. Yeah. And I believe...
Would that still work with a solid state drive?
No, I don't think that works anymore with the way the hard drives and like storage, especially flash storage, anything that's got flash storage in isn't affected by a magnet.
Well, I'll be
this
damned.
This is really fucking boring, isn't it?
That's the most informative thing we've ever said on this podcast.
Probably. We just have to wait for the inevitable nuclear apocalypse to wipe all our hard drives. Then it'll be fine. Yeah. We can all start afresh.
I'm sure it won't be long.
No, counting it down, talking about apocalyptic events. Which social media site launched in 2006?
Facebook.
Please be MySpace.
Nope, it is
Bebo.
Topical. Oh. It is Twitter.
Oh.
Was it 2006? Oh, okay.
According to this website I found.
Maybe Facebook was earlier than that then.
Yeah, it definitely was. Facebook was like
So in 2000, I wrote this down and didn't. I read this and didn't write it down. Facebook opened to everyone over the age of 13 in 2006.
Okay.
So it may be whatever it was before that, because it started having watched. What is that?
Social network.
Media? Yeah, that one. It used to be
a college uni Harvard thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Internal college campus thing, yeah. The Facebook.
Yeah. So, right. I'm going to read you the. Because I was just going to ask you what it was, and I thought, no, that's far too niche. So I'm going to read the five top grossing movies of the year and see if you can tell me which one is the top grossing movie. You could try and order it if you feel like it, but
okay.
Just try and get them.
I can try ordering it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So we've got Casino Royale, Ice Age The Meltdown, Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest, mm-hmm. The Da Vinci Code, and Night at the Museum.
Okay, well, Alex,
number five, I'm going to say Ice Age.
Nope.
Fucking hell, good start.
I know what number one would be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, by a country mile.
Yeah. Then definitely that. Casino Royale after that.
Nope.
Da Vinci Code.
Oh, okay. What did you say?
The Da Vinci Code.
Da Vinci Code. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean... Worldwide, topped $1 billion.
I was going to say they're still sticking around in like highest ever things.
So you've still got, in no particular order, Casino Royale, Night in the Museum, and Ice Age.
Okay, maybe it is Ice. Is it Ice Age then?
Ice Age sits number three and 660.
Do not underestimate that animation.
Yeah, I'd say Night in the Museum is probably last.
Yes, which means Casino Royale is
four.
Number four. I had a quick scan through other interesting movies that I thought was probably worth mentioning. Cars came in at number six. X-Men Last Stand, Mission Impossible 3, Superman Returns, Happy Feet.
X-Men Last Stand, is that the one with, I'm the Juggernaut, bitch! Is that one?
It is, yeah.
what a terrible
film. Impossible 3 is probably, I love some of the recent ones, but I think 3 will always be my favourite. So good.
I can't place Mission Impossible 3 in my head at all.
Three is Philip Seymour Hoffman, Tom Cruise, running on the bridge that gets blown up. The woman with the chip in her head gets executed.
Oh, yeah.
Right at the start of the film.
Yeah, I remember that.
It's so good. Philip Seymour Hoffman as the villain steals the show.
He was the bomb.
Rest in peace. He was the bomb.
There's quite a lot of movies actually lower down the list that I sort of would have watched as a kid. So like Saw 3.
Is that the woman in the house? Or was that Saw 2?
Oh, that would be 3, wouldn't it? Saw 3, I think, is in the house.
Oh, well, the like sort of early 20s people in it. There's like some sort of buff guy in there, I remember.
Well, maybe not, actually. So I've just clicked on it here. Jigsaw abducts a doctor in order to keep himself alive while he watches his new... Oh,
that's 3.
Isn't that where they like they do like a brain surgery on him in the film? Then they like cut his skull open and then like...
Denzel Washington's Deja Vu. And the two I wanted to... actually wanted to mention in this list was Borat came out in 2006.
Oh, that was amazing.
Classic.
What a great film.
Classic.
The low-key most horrific movie I've ever watched in my life, Click.
not for the traditional horrific reasons, just because it's terrible, yeah.
Well, it's a terrible movie, and I remember it making me feel physically sick that this man just basically fast-forwarded his entire life. I don't know why it affected me so much, but it really did. So what I've also done is I've got the top 5 selling songs that I can give you. Let me get it out. This open this up so that I can, if you want to do the order. But this is...
Tenacious D came out in 2006 as well.
Did it?
Yeah.
I wouldn't get anywhere near the top. This is UK selling charts. Sorry. Mm. Right, so we've got the Scissor Sisters, I don't feel like dancing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We've got the Aberdeenshire born from Banff, Sandy Tom, I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker. We have Leona Lewis, A Moment Like This. Shakira, My Hips Don't Lie.
Wow.
And this, what's this one? Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley? Was that just a playoff of Charles Barkley? Was that the whole point, or is that his actual name?
Gnarls Barkley is two people.
Oh, yeah, it must be then.
Mr. Gnarls and Mr. Barkley.
CeeLo Green and the other dude, the tall dude.
Yeah, it has to be a play on Charles Barkley then.
Yeah. I'm going to say top selling disgusting is probably the X Factor one, the Leona Lewis one.
Number two.
Shakira?
Number two, yeah. So Shakira's
number 3.
Oh.
Number 3. Oh, okay.
What is the Gnarls Barkley song then?
That crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, maybe it's that.
It is.
Oh, is it?
Okay. So that was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was at 9 weeks at number 1 it spent in 2006.
It's a good tune.
You've got number 4, Scissor Sisters, and number 5, Sandy Tom.
Good on the old. The dandy Tom. Dandy Sandy.
The other two things of note that happened in 2006 was Steve Irwin died, apparently, in September.
Oh, I was watching something about him the other day, actually.
And Top Gear presenter Richard Hammond had that massive crash that he almost didn't come back out of.
Oh, yeah. Sliding doors, hey? Could have been the other way around. Yeah. We could still be enjoying Steve Irwin instead of lamenting Richard Hammond's existence.
What a shame.
And that's your 2006 in a nutshell for you.
Car crashes and stingrays.
Yeah. While you're listening to Gnarls Barkley and watching Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, apparently. But hey, I mean, surely the Wii release is probably one of the biggest things of that year, really.
Culturally, it has to be now looking back, yeah.
Yeah.
Looking at the games as well that came alongside it, like, maybe not, I don't know. I'd be interested to see how many of us pick some of these games.
Yeah, yeah.
But certainly in terms of sales, they would be number one.
Yeah. Well, that's another period where you couldn't get it, right? You couldn't get a Wii unless you got in at the beginning like me.
Yep.
Working at Barclays had its advantage there.
You're an early adopter.
Yeah, so...
Was it instantly popular?
I think it was. Because of Wii Sports, really, it just exploded, didn't it?
Yeah, it had
everyone
big
hype
behind it.
Your nan was
reason.
Playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And obviously it had a Zelda for a release title, which I was desperate for. I bought an HDTV at the same time because, I was working at Barclays. I already had a bank account.
Needless.
Had like a, I don't know, an overdraft of like, I don't know, 800 odd quid. Somebody said to, like, I didn't really have a lot of money to buy all of this stuff. So someone said to me like, oh, I need my stats to go up this month. Could you sign up for a Barclays account and we'll match the overdraft of whatever it is you've got? It's like, hell yeah. So I got a Barclays account, didn't put a single penny into it, went straight down the street to Game and bought a Wii with straight into the overdraft, day one. And then my wonderful father paid that off for me while I was at uni because he was like, I keep getting letters to the house saying that you've gone into, like, you've gone over your overdraft and you got charged, so I'm just going to pay it off for you. Never had to pay him back. What a legend.
Top man. Top man.
That's what dads are there for.
Yeah. An idiot kid at uni just spaffing all of his overdrafts on Wii games, probably. Like, I don't know, Zach and Wiki or some shit. I think I still own that. Never played it.
Alex, do you want to explain the rules for this game to the many millions of listeners at home?
I will indeed. As David has made abundantly clear, we are talking about the year 2006. And what the three of us shall do is we will each take it in turns to draft 10 games apiece from that year. Then after we've drafted all of them from rounds 1 to 10, we will individually look at their Metacritic scores and then total them up for each of us, and the one with the highest score at the end will be the winner, like Kelsey was for 2005. For a quick update on the league table, that put him still bottom but on 8 points, 4 behind both David and myself with 11 points each. David and I have the exact same record across the board. 2 wins, 2 seconds, 1/3. You get 3 points, 2 points and 1 point from first down to third. I guess we will go in the reverse order. We'll pick in the reverse order of last time. And then whoever goes first will drop down to last. And then whoever goes, and then it goes down in that order. So whoever was second goes up to first, blah, 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 blah. So the winner was Kelsey. Second place was David. And I was last. So I'm going first. So now the order for the first round will be me first, then David, then Kelsey and last. And then everyone moves up a place from then on.
Yeah. This is not a year I wanted to be last in, if I'm honest with you. But
anyway. I've got 6 games I feel good about. So hopefully I get at least, well, I'll get at least 2 of them. It's the other 8 that I'm worried about.
Yeah, I guess hindsight will tell you that a lot of these games, because they are launch titles or very early titles in the lifespan of Wii and 360, that they will be worse than the vast majority of games that came later in those consoles' lifespans. Mm-hmm. But at the time, people are excited for a new console and may rate them highly because there's nothing else to compare it to. Mm-hmm. So you've got to kind of put yourself in the mindset of that year to figure it out.
My feeling of the year is that, like, there's some belters in here and then no middle ground. So it's like belters, dross. There's
potentially,
nothing that's
yes.
All right much.
I've never been as unsure of scores as I am for this year, I think. I've got more sports games in here than I do for most years.
It's so funny you both say that, because I honestly think this is the year I'm most confident about. And I don't know if that's just because I'm coming off the back of
Oh, here he is.
honestly, like, I think I said to you in the chat, I said healthy lists. Like, and
you did?
Yeah, I think there's some solid games here. Yeah, I'm feeling confident about today.
What I was going to say, actually, is that we will do this towards the end, but I reckon this year, from just a quick scan of what was available for everybody listening, if you want to follow at home, the category 2006 video games on Wikipedia, I think there's a lot of contenders here for, like, some of the lowest scoring games ever. You've got, like, real, you know, you see these lists of, like, worst games of all time. There's quite a few of games from 2006 that would probably be in those lists. Games like Bomberman Act-Zero, Sonic Riders, Sonic 2006. There's some fucking shitters from this year. So it'd be interesting to see what they scored later on. Obviously fine to say that, because no one was going to pick those. I believe Sopranos Road to Respect is also supposed to be terrible, but I really want to play it because I love Sopranos, but I think it's meant to be garbage. What is not garbage? Well, what definitely would not have been seen as garbage and is going to be my pick in round one is Twilight Princess, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. I feel very, well, very
one,
safe.
One of
that.
The 6 down.
Yeah.
So lots of waggling
behind the scenes. I have, whenever we do these, I like to have something on YouTube on the TV. I currently have a speed run of Twilight Princess playing.
What version is it being played?
It is
Is a man rapidly pressing buttons, or is he waggling his wrists like a maniac?
Well, I can't see him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's the GameCube version, because the controller's just come up on the screen. So yeah, it's not the Wii one.
I have the
love Twilight Princess so much.
Has some of the best dungeons in any Zelda game, easily. I have the Wii U version. I don't think I've ever even taken it out of the packaging, because I played the GameCube one. My friends got the GameCube one, and I think I said this before on a previous pod that he sold it, and I'm so angry at him for doing so. Because we went and played that like together over a period of like 2 or 3 months. Every time we hung out, we'd play a bit more of it. And then the HD version came out on Wii U, which I bought, but then thought, well, I don't want to play it for ages now. Yeah. So I have to do that wolf shit again. Which I think will have got a pass in 2006, but doesn't deserve a pass anymore because it is bad.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's me, isn't it?
It is, my friend.
Well, it's one of my favourite games ever, so I'm going to have to pick it. I'm assuming it must have reviewed well. Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion.
Yeah, thought that's what you was going to see, man.
Yeah, that's the two big ones, the two at the top of my list.
I think you've, based on your other professions, I think you've got no choice here, mate, for your first pick.
I mean, yeah, it's an easy pick for my first one, and that is Game of the Century, Gears of War.
Yeah. Still good.
The game Microsoft increased the RAM of the Xbox 364.
Did they?
Just for this game. They did indeed.
It was so far ahead of anything else that had come before it on the 360 when it came out.
Yeah.
You can see why.
It cost them, I don't know, I don't have this number. I was going to say a billion. It cost them a stupid number to add this much RAM to the console, but they did it purely for Gears of War because they knew they had to compete. And funnily enough, they were competing with themselves as well, because Halo 3 was on the horizon, and they were like, we want another game that's going to be absolutely huge. So yeah, they agreed to the extra RAM.
Like, seeing in hindsight, and obviously it's just because time has passed, but the magic, given how good a lot of the 360 games look, the magic that was going under that hood, that thing only had about 312 mega RAM.
It went 512. This is the thing. It was going to have less, but they upped it to 512. Purely for Gears of War.
He's mad, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
You wouldn't be caught dead with anything less than 16 trying to play games on a PC these days. 16 gig, not meg, obviously.
16 gigs, yeah. But that is, like you said, David, the magic. Like, it's weird. Even when going further back, when you think of those early PCs and how much RAM they were rocking and the games that they'd pump out.
Yeah.
And then these days we've got these powerhouse boxes that can't fucking run a game to save their lives.
Fucking Final Fantasy 16, man. Jesus Christ. Good game, though. Right. I am last now, aren't I? Which means David is first. Kelsey is second.
I'm up again.
Yeah.
What do I want? What do I want? I am going to go for... See, this is one that I think is going to have reviewed very, very well. But I also don't think you two are going to pick it. So do I pick it and wait in the hope that it doesn't get selected?
Keep it in the back pocket.
But then if one of you guys pick it, I'm going to be extremely disappointed.
How many games have you got trying to reel you in above whatever it is you're talking about?
So I think I said this on a previous podcast. I make a list of games that I think may be worth a call out, and then I go back through and I highlight the ones that I'm like definites.
Right.
And I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now I've got 10 definites.
Okay.
3 of them are already gone.
So where's this one? Have you ordered those definites or not?
No, I haven't ordered them. I'm trying to just go with my feel. Go with the feels. It's got to have reviewed pretty well. This isn't the one. I'm going to keep the one in my back pocket. New Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah, I think the first one really did go down very, very well.
Yeah, that's on my list.
I loved it. I remember loving it.
Yeah,
I did at the time. It's only sort of, was it, what podcast was I on? I said in more recent years, I don't much like it anymore, but I used to.
I think the last one that we did, right at the end, we were talking about Mario All-Stars, I think. Could be.
Oh, that's right.
Or was it? No, hang on. It was Gears Intel.
It was on the Gears one. Yeah.
Because we were talking about Mario Wonder, weren't we?
Yeah.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, you've picked one of my definites there.
Same.
Is anybody, I don't know if I'm going to pick it yet, but has anybody ever
Even though you can look back on all the previous years, you can see what the scores were. Is anybody ever going to take one of the handheld Castlevania games before I do? Or is it just going to be me every time? Challenge out there, because I'm not picking it yet. But no one's doing it.
I've got no idea.
They're getting like 90s every time.
It's like you'll be lucky if I pick a JRPG that is just so out of my comfort zone that I don't feel confident.
God, yeah, big one's gone. Let's go for Dead Rising.
Yes.
Well, I didn't even make my list. I'm totally missed that. That's annoying.
That, I am very, very... That's one of the ones that, I'm just not entirely sure what it scored, but I remember being so hyped for it. This is real deep in zombie mania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, probably, given how sort of dull and bland Dead Rising 4 ended up being after they finally did what everybody told them to do, given I'm just a bit older and, like, alternate sort of game styles have come along, I would be interested to play probably more Dead Rising 2 than 1,
mm-hmm.
because I think I might get it now. Does that make sense? Like, I might understand what it's going for with the running again and
to having time limits for everything and having to basically have a diary of dying people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I loved the first. Was there a demo for the first one?
Yeah.
I remember being really hyped playing that demo and running it over and over again.
I had a friend that played the demo for about 4 hours straight, just killing zombies over and over again.
Yeah, when you could get like the lawnmower, that was so fun.
And then I played the game until I ran out of time, and I just didn't understand why I was like, well, how am I meant to do everything in this time? So I stopped playing after that. I just didn't get it.
Yeah. Now that's a game I'd quite like to watch a speedrun of to see if you can actually do everything,
mm-hmm.
tick everything off in one run. Because I think I watched something the other day talking about Majora's Mask, where apparently you can beat the game without ever starting the timer again. You can go from the 3 days, because it works out to be about 3 hours or something. You can get everything done if you do it properly. Right. I think if there's anything that has traditionally been described as critically acclaimed, commercially failed, then it's the game I'm about to pick, which is Clover Studios, and it's Akami, because everyone always says that game reviewed crazily well, but nobody bought it, and then they brought it out again and again, and still nobody ever buys it.
Yeah.
And I've bought it like 4 times, and I've never finished it.
Is it any good?
It's all right.
It's fine.
Yes. It's overhyped, I hope.
Yeah, I've never played it, but like I did eye it up as I was like, oh, should I put it on, because I've heard of it, but I've never played it, so I have no context for it, so I considered it, but yeah, it's not on my list.
Yeah, I've never played it.
Probably gonna get a 90.
Yeah, probably. No, Alex.
Yeah,
I reckon it will get in the 90s.
I'm hoping for a high 80s for a lot of mine tonight.
That's fair.
I may be on. Could I be on for a bad finish? We'll find out.
You've got a good start.
Right, is it me?
Yes,
it is me. So round 3. I'm gonna pick. Bully.
Oh yeah, that was in my top. Well, I do order my picks, so that was number 6 for me. Not in terms of how much I like them, but just thinking they're going to score highly.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they've never done a bad game, from what I understand.
I really want to play that game. I never have.
Whether you like them or not, it's just games that they put out a game and it reviews well. I was listening to, what was I listening to? Watching the new Digital Foundry thing the other day, and they were talking about GTA 6 and the budget and what's the budget. And I was Googling budgets of things. Like, the most expensive piece of media ever made currently is Amazon's recent Lord of the Rings series.
Oh, yeah.
I think GTA 5 is in like the top 5 expensive things ever made, but GTA 6, I think, is going to take the top spot. So Amazon's thing was like 500 million, but I think GTA 6 is...
GTA 6 is such a fascinating...
So Amazon, I think it was like 400 and something million, the Amazon series. I think GTA 6 is going to push 500 million for a game budget, and it's going to be the biggest thing ever made in media, budget-wise. I still see adverts now for GTA 5, new stuff, for online. They're just printing money with that thing. Like, it's kind of Now, I know the guys left, didn't they?
I think partly why I think it's... Well, one of the main reasons I think it's so interesting is, like, the main guys have just been, like, leaving the company, like, hemorrhaging out of the company. And also, I think that... So I've been... I said on previous podcasts, I've been playing through GTA 4 slowly. Yeah. And I've finished the main game now, and I've started Lost in the Damned.
Jesus Christ, that was quick.
I just basically mainlined all the missions. I didn't do any messing about. And I went down... I actually got an achievement for finishing it in under 30 hours. So, yeah, I did zoom through it.
Well done.
Nice.
So I started the Lost in the Dam now. And then I've got the Battle of Gaetone coming up after, whenever I get to that.
No,
it's reminding me how bloody good the story DLC is. And then I was thinking to the story DLC that they did for Red Dead Redemption.
Which was excellent
as well. And then they sort of did GTA 5 and never released any story DLC. No. They just did the online stuff.
Yeah.
And then they did the same with Red Dead 2. Mm. I think they've not only have they lost their major talent, they've learned the wrong, for me as a gamer, not obviously for their bank accounts, they've learned the wrong things, lessons from these games, and we're going to end up with a different team shooting for something that I'm not sure I want.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interested, given how much I like the GTA and Red Dead series.
You can see it being live service.
I mean, you're probably not wrong.
Always online.
We're going on a tangent a little bit here, but did you see...
It's going to turn into an MMO.
So didn't Rockstar very recently put out their thing, like their profits projection for 2024, and it was like, we're going to make $8 billion or something like that. They're that so which means GTA 6 is coming soon. Like, I think people don't realize, like, it's on the way, probably coming out at the end of next year. 2025, I think they said their profit thing was $8 billion. So they're really banking on this game.
Yeah.
I think it was $8 billion or $4 billion or something like that. Stupid money. But yeah, it was just a funny moment I had the other day. Like, yeah, this Grand Theft Auto thing, it's ginormous. It's still on. You go to Steam, I think it's in the top five still as well.
Probably. It'll be all over. That's it. Well, maybe it won't be all over Twitch, actually. No, that's probably not true.
But it's the role-playing thing, isn't it? That's the other thing. Like, it's just turned into something completely different where people do the thing where they play cops and robbers and they take it super seriously. And it's...
Somehow this Twitch competitor Kick has completely passed me by, and I was scanning the news and I saw on the BBC that it was like, is Kick going to topple Twitch? And I was like, what the hell's Kick? And I went and had a look at Kick, and one of the top watched games was people playing GTA 5 RP.
Yeah.
So I didn't realize how big that was. Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, I'm going to pull the pin out, I think. I'm going to go Wii Sports.
He's only gone and done it.
Okay, yeah. I think this is a potentially interesting pick.
Did it even get individual reviews, or did, like, just because it came bundled with the console and they're like,
they're just reviewing the Wii.
Because you get Wii Sports as well, so it's probably, 10 out of 10.
A culturally significant game.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see that people weren't just like, oh my God, the tennis, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, bowling.
It was the fact, as I said earlier, everyone played it. I could put the controller in my dad's hand and he knew what to do. Like, there's no learning curve to it at all. So, again, the Wii, it printed money for that very reason.
It did.
Insane.
Yeah, they didn't even go after casual gamers with the Wii. They went after new gamers, and there were more of them than there were not.
More of them than there are of us.
Yeah.
There still are.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
I've got the bowling music in my head now. It's chill as fuck, that music.
I'm going to go for
Castlevania Portrait of What?
Half-Life 2 Episode 1.
Okay, I didn't even put that in my list because I'm just scared of it. I'm sure it's really good. I remember playing it and thinking it was good.
Yeah,
I guess you do review stuff like that, so it must have had a review score. I just worried maybe not enough people gave it a review because it's not... it must have been a big event. I overthought it, I think.
Episode 1 and 2, it's like part of one of the most infamous long-running will-they-won't-they sagas the games industry has ever seen. They won't, by the way.
No, they weren't.
Because if they were going to, they would have done by now.
We were into round four. Is it me?
Oh, yeah, because I go second. Then,
yeah, because I went second in it, so I go first and you go second, yeah. Yep. Now it's just like no man's land for me.
No man's sky land.
God. Imagine picking that. There's what a fool's
Skylanders?
That would be.
No Man's Sky and Skylanders. When does Skylanders come out? Is it out?
No, it's later than this, I think. Like 2010, probably.
There's a world where I could feasibly pick an entire like list of Nintendo games.
He's tempted.
And I am. Yeah, all right, okay, fine. I will pick Castlevania. Fuck it. Castlevania Portrait of Ruin.
You're probably wise.
We've had an 87, 91, and 89 for the Castlevania games so far.
That's got to be good. That's got to be good.
This is the first DS one.
I am going to revert to type and pick Pro Evo 6.
Oh, now that, I was watching a video recently. I was watching a video recently when they were talking about like the evolution of football games over the years, and they were very strongly hammering home the point that this was the last critically acclaimed Pro Evo, like the last true
running
great
out of road,
Pro Evo.
Is what you're telling me.
So yeah, I think just leave them alone from here on in.
I think, well, see, like, thinking back to the sports days, talking about, like, running out of road, I think, like, the Tiger Woods has long run out of road, like, 2 years ago, maybe. I would have picked 05, maybe, Tiger. I don't think I would do, like, maybe not even 05, 03. It certainly
no,
04
we all agreed was amazing, and that got
was
a really good, score.
Yeah, I think that is maybe the last one I would pick. Like, I wouldn't be picking... 07's the one that came out this year. I wouldn't be picking that.
I was going to say, yeah, 04 came out in 03 and got 89. But I have no idea where the series would be at in 2006 now. Yeah.
It just failed to evolve in any way whatsoever.
Yeah. How can you, really? Yeah. What more can you do?
I don't think I've played it since 2005, so...
I did get 2008, but it took away the caddy tips, like the 17 up, two left, and I hated it. I couldn't do any putting anymore.
I am going to pick... a game I haven't played, but I hear is very revered.
Don't do it. Don't do it to me.
I'm going to pick Final Fantasy 12.
Oh, I was too scared. I think people like this one, right?
I think they do. I think it's after this one, there was maybe a couple of not-so-loved ones.
13 people don't like. Mm-hmm. 14 launched like dog shit and is now redeemed itself. 15 I wouldn't touch either. I don't even know what Final Fantasy XI is. Is that an MMO as well?
I have no idea.
14. How many MMOs are there?
I think there's two.
Final Fantasy did.
And I think it's 11 and 14 are the MMOs.
14's the one they basically had to get rid of and start again.
But yeah, they almost completely scrapped the whole thing, didn't they, and started it again.
That's about the extent of my Final Fantasy knowledge.
Yeah, but it's doing that does crazy now, doesn't it? 14.
Yeah, people love it.
Yeah.
There's someone that watches, I quite like, I do very often do what Kelsey does and stick, I usually put someone playing on Twitch on silent when I'm doing stuff in the background. And there's a streamer I like that plays ESO that I quite like watching.
Mm-hmm. You played that though, right?
I tried and keep bouncing off it, but I find it so intimidating.
It just asks too much of you. Like, it has to be your main game, otherwise there's no point in playing it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
It's probably best to stay away from it then, because there's a danger it will become a main game. Yeah. And that's game over. I've just surfaced from an Apex Legend 4-year hiatus. I need to stay away from games that are going to take up too much time.
Yeah.
Yes, they often play that, and they love it.
Yeah, that's the team that made 16 as well. The whatever it is. They have terrible names at Square Enix for development studios, like Creative Business Unit 3. Like, can you get a more Japanese description than that?
Anything other that make your creative juices go absolutely limp than calling your studio that.
Yeah.
It's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah, round five. David's up first.
I still don't think anyone's going to pick it, but my bumhole is going full 5p, 10p every time you guys make a pick, so I'm going to have to pick Company of Heroes next. I'm confident that's a good one.
I took no notice of it. Mm-hmm. Couldn't tell you if it's good or not. I hope for your sake it is. That's is that 360?
PC.
PC, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's the Company of Heroes 3 has just come out.
Has it?
Mm-hmm. On everything. It's been reviewing very well.
Mm, got in your head.
Company of Heroes 2, I don't think, did review quite so well.
FPS? Tactical?
It's a...
Or is it strategy? Okay.
It's not turn-based, it's real-time strategy, sorry.
Oh, right, okay. I'm scared of PC stuff these days, like, for this thing now. After, what did I pick last time? Black and White 2 or some shit?
Oh, yeah.
Bit you're right.
75. I picked that in round 3. Nah. Kelsey, it's you in it, mate.
I would go for Hitman Blood Money.
Well, that is on my list somewhere. I don't think I've highlighted it, but I get it crossed off.
That's the first one on 360, is it?
Yeah,
was it on
it
both?
Be.
No, it wasn't on both.
There was a period that Hitman went mental, as in, like, it had, like, boss fights and stuff, and I can't remember which one that is, but there are two in the 360, Blood Money.
It was on PS2 and Xbox, as well as Xbox 360. It's effectively Hitman 4.
So this year, I went to a video game fancy dress party, and me and a friend of mine dressed up as Hitman, but only because it's just really easy to put the outfit together.
You shave your head.
So, well, I didn't shave my head, no. I slicked it back, like, really, really sort of really tight. But yeah,
into a barcode formation.
A suit and a suit and a red tie.
Oh, it's me, isn't it? Part of me does want to pick Nintendo games for every single one, just to see.
Imagine if you could win doing that.
All right, okay. I'll set myself that challenge. Let's have some fun with it. I will go with Final Fantasy III on the DS.
Ooh, okay.
A game I believe I owned and then just didn't get the hype for. Clearly something, and this is why I've picked it, because there's no way I would have bought this unless I'd read reviews praising it.
So is this a re-release?
Yes.
Yeah.
And was it... Does Final Fantasy not do a confusing thing where the numbers is different?
Yeah.
So is this 3 in all territories?
Yeah, this is a remake of the original 3, I think. Brought out as 3, rather than... Did we even get it, the first 3 over here, or did we get... Was our 3 there 6? I don't even know anymore. Fucking Christ. Right, well, we're already halfway through, so we're on to round 6, and the person going first, I believe, is Kelsey.
First, yeah. I'm going to pick... now, okay. I'm going to try and... Okay, this is a risky
one. He's going risky.
This is a risky... I'm going to get my risky one out the way. I'm going to see if the luck continues and the charm continues. I'm going to go for Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Oh,
I wasn't sure if that's the one where people... Because I looked at the cover of that and thought, oh, isn't that the one that people didn't like?
I don't know whether to say it out loud, but there's the spicy one I thought you might have gone for, given an earlier conversation, was not that.
So in going all Nintendo now, I'm losing out on some stuff I really love. So I hope you guys pick it. Eventually, I'm not going to say what it is, but there's some great games that I'm not going to be picking now that I hope you guys pick up. What's the next one I have to pick then? Tetris DS. There we go. Tetris DS.
Oh, I was going to pick that.
I rebought that a couple of weeks ago. Still brilliant. Yeah. Really stylish video game, that is. Probably the best version of Tetris I've ever played, I think.
I used to listen to around this era, I think. Maybe slightly later, I used to listen to a podcast called Rebel FM.
Right.
And they absolutely loved Rainbow Six Vegas.
I think everybody did, didn't they? That's your pick, is it?
I don't think I've ever played it.
I owned it, played it, thought it was too confusing and difficult and never touched it ever again, got rid of it. Rainbow Six Vegas was, yeah, that was everywhere. There's another.
I think I played it for an hour, honestly.
Just those games just aren't for me. They never have been. Tactical shooters like that, just never been.
I guess the mod. Oh, Siege, well, yeah, Siege is the modern run, right?
Yeah,
I want to like Siege.
There's another Tom Clancy game of a similar
style that came out that year that I'm pretty sure was also big that I'm not going to, obviously not going to pick. It's my go again, isn't it? It's round six, it's round seven. I am number one.
What is it? I've got two Tom Clancy games written down, I think.
Yeah.
Well, I've picked one of them.
Yeah. What? Oh, sorry, there's three then. I forgot that Splinter Cell was that as well, isn't it?
This year also had three Star Wars games and three Star Trek games, I saw.
Really? I've completely ignored all the Star Wars games as well.
I'm scared of Star Wars games.
Yeah.
They're spotty.
Yeah. Well, let's see. What did we... Somebody picked Battlefront 2 recently, didn't they?
I think David did.
I picked Knights of the Old Republic 2 and got 86 in 2004. Oh, I picked it. 84 last year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so right to be scared of them. Right, seeing as I've got to go Nintendo, there's no point in me even going first anymore, is there? There's no fucking benefit to any of this shit. Trauma Center, second opinion.
Trauma Center.
If you lot lose to this.
What is? I don't even know what that is.
You know what Trauma Center is, David?
Yeah.
Come on. Oh my God. No, one of the greatest DS games.
I really want to play these games, the Trauma Center. I really want to play them.
It's what I got with my DS. And then when I repurchased a DS, like, I don't know, 5 years ago.
Oh, it's DS.
It was the first game I bought because...
Massive blind spot.
You know, using a stylus and stuff. Like, that's the point. It's the surgery. It's the cutting.
This is a DS one, is it?
Yeah.
What was on the Wii?
This is the Wii one. This might be the Wii one. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's Wii.
The one on the DS I love. It's so hard as well. Like, it's not... It looks like a stupid kid's game. It's not. Really challenging.
Yeah.
Doing operations. Yeah.
But it's got like a narrative and shit, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. And an absolutely banging soundtrack, honestly.
Oh, mate, I need to play these games.
Yeah, please do. I'm pretty sure they're not expensive to pick up. Maybe Under the Knife for DS might set you back like £20, but it's worth every penny, honestly.
Okay.
Honestly, you won't regret it.
My God.
Who's second for round seven? I'm confused now because I don't... The order of
I'm
me
last
makes no
this
difference.
Time.
Oh, yeah, okay.
David.
I don't think this game is that good, but I bet you it reviewed well because PlayStation fans wanted it to be good. Resistance Fall
I think
of Man.
You might get the PlayStation version of the Nintendo.
I was going to pick that this round.
Yeah.
David. Oh, my God.
I remember getting driven home, having bought my PS3... Sitting staring at this thinking, oh my God, I'm going to love this. And I didn't.
Oh, okay. So we've totally glossed over the fact that this is PS3 launch year as well, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It is launch year. Yeah, because it's not 360 launch year. 360 come out a year prior.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just got really early window
360
stuff. And so it's Wii and PS3 that came out this year, yeah. I don't think I've got any PS3. Oh, no, I've got one. I've got one
I've
PS3
got one as well.
Here. Oh, I'm worried about my last three now. I'm scraping the barrel of Nintendo. I might even have to go back to the Wikipedia page to find more Nintendo games.
To be fair, you've done had a good stint if you need to go off-piste.
I know, I've committed now.
Oh, there's one that surely has reviewed well I've got in my list.
Nintendo games?
I'm not even going to pick it.
Don't say it. I've got to do this. Yeah. I've got to figure my own Nintendo out.
How many have we got left? Four picks. Right.
Unless my, historic fondness for Giant Bomb is clouding my judgment here, I think this is a popular game.
Oh, Fall of Man?
No. The game I think Alex should be picking.
Well, I mean, here's an easy way to fuck me over now, right? It's to pick good Nintendo games and leave me with shit. I'll be absolutely buggered.
Am I not picking that? Is it not my go?
It's definitely not me, so yeah. You're the last pick of round seven.
I'm going to get my PS3 pick out of the way, and that's Ridge Racer 7. And it's the one I talked about last time.
Ridge Racer!
In full HD on the PS3 and is... Oh, so good. So good. Now, I don't know if it, reviewed amazingly. I reckon it's probably done semi-solidly, but I have to pick it because I just love this game so much. This, Ridge Racer 7, and then the year before that was Ridge Racer on the PSP. I think they're my two favourite Ridge Racers. Easily.
That would be a fun little mission to go back through the Ridge Racers over the years.
So easy to play and just fun.
Yeah. I've never really played any of them. I really want to play them. I got into looking up the best ones the other day to try and figure out where to start. Maybe there.
Yeah. Ridge Racer 7. Can't go wrong.
Round 8. I think that means David is first.
Okay. I am going to go for... Oh, I am scraping here. I'm tempted to go back to my sports, but I feel like...
Do it. If that means you're going to pick what I think you're going to pick.
NCAA 07.
Oh, no, I did not think that.
I think the NCAA games are better than Madden.
There's a really good sports game that no one's even talked about.
I
was obsessed
games.
With.
Were you
I
obsessed
still
with it?
Own it as well. I fucking love it. It's a great game.
I think I know what you're... I think this bucks the trend. Could you relate this back to an earlier conversation?
Don't think so. I would. All
it's
I will say
the game
is
I was thinking of.
I'm pretty sure it was. It had some good sweat mechanics. That's all I'll say.
I think this is the one. I think I've got this. I think I've got my list.
What is this game? Nintendo game he's talking about? Because the ones I've got now, I would think you would never even glance at. So look, it makes me think I've just completely dropped something.
So it wouldn't be a video game draft without me picking a Tony Hawk's game. So I'm going to pick Project 8.
Oh,
I was going to say, which one
you
are you going to pick?
You maniac.
Tony Hawk's Project 8. Now, the thing is, this game came out on the PS2 as well as like the Xbox 360.
I like Project 8, if
Do
I
you?
Remember right. Yeah, I don't ask me if it reviewed well or not, but is this the one that they sort of...
They tried to make it like Skate, didn't they?
Yes, that's exactly what I was trying to
basically,
say. The word out.
Yeah, yeah. They basically sort of stripped it back a little bit. Jason Lee presented the game as well, which I quite enjoyed.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is one of those ones where it came out on the PS2 and the Xbox 360, and I'm wondering if the PS2 drags this down because it shouldn't have been on the PS2 and it was purely put on there, you know, for just, you know, money reasons and to try and scrape every last penny as possible. But it was should have been a next gen.
You don't need to worry about that though, because you get the score of the highest one, don't you? So.
Oh yeah, okay, fine.
Don't worry about the PS2 doing anything.
Oh,
to
Oh yeah,
it.
Okay, yeah. Then I'm less worried. I'm sure the Xbox 360 one would be solid. I really enjoyed it. I don't think they like some of them review higher than others, but I don't think any of them ever review really badly until like whatever it was that came out, Tony Hawk's 5 or whatever, that was like a broken game.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're all relatively solid.
I think I've just figured out what the Nintendo game is, but I'm pretty sure we've all agreed to not pick those games anymore, but I may have to go to it at round 10. But I'm not going to do it just yet. What else have I got here? No, you know what? I will do it, because this seems like I think this is a low-scoring round, so I'm going to go Pokemon Diamond.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
Oh, wasn't even on my list.
Oh, really?
I took one look at it, and I was just like, it's burned me. Pokemon has burned me for life. I'm never picking it ever again after, what was it, Leaf Green or whatever.
Round 9.
I'm going to go 4. Oh, okay, the final two. Okay, I'm going to pick the one that I'm confident in first and save my shit one to the end. What I'm confident in is Loco Roco.
Oh, lovely. Lovely little game.
I have just seen two that I've got I would have picked long ago. So I have no idea why I haven't picked these yet. So they are coming out in my bag if no one picks them.
Okay. I am going to go with an absolute fucking out there pick. Fuck knows what it's going to get. I'm going to go with Elite Beat Agents.
Oh.
On the DS, which is a rhythm game that I have recently heard somebody talking about being very, very good. So... I hope they were right.
That come up on Video Game Hall of Fame?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
No, I've never played it. I now want to, from what this guy was saying about it. Definitely don't know what David's game is that he's talking about, so I don't think it's going to get mentioned, and I'm going to be upset that I missed it, clearly.
So I'm going to take... Is it me?
Yep.
Star Wars. Lego Star Wars 2, original trilogy. Surely that's going to be reviewed well. People love the Lego games.
I remember this one doing obviously better than the first Lego Star Wars because that was to do with the new films that are for jerks. So this one I think would have done better.
The old jerky jerks.
It's me first, isn't it, for the last round.
People are missing out some great sports games here. I'm just going to say that to you both again. Like,
there's a champ manager and a football manager, I think.
And I'm not going for Wii Play, if that's what you were thinking of, David.
Nope.
Well, that game's shit, apart from the tanks bit. Right, it's between two then. So it's between Yoshi's Island DS, which I remember being really disappointed in, thinking it was nowhere near as good as the original. But I don't know if I was an outlier there. Or Mega Man ZX on, I think, either the DS or the GBA.
Oh, I know what I'd pick of those two.
I think I am going to go Mega Man, because I love Mega Man, and I've never gone near it. I'm going to go with that. Although Yoshi's Island's probably a safer one.
Playing Yoshi's Island with my son last week, because it's on the NSO, you know, the backwards virtual console thing, which he loved.
It's wonderful, the original.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, David, what's this Nintendo game I didn't say?
Why do we wear smooth moves?
Yeah, no idea. No idea.
Is that the DS one?
No, I think that is Wii.
Oh, that's touched, isn't it? Yeah, it is Wii. Yeah.
I just don't know.
I've got it upstairs.
I just don't know. Probably did score well.
That's just like Giant Bomb absolutely loved that game.
Do they?
Again. Okay. Yeah, they did before all the good people left. They
So therefore the good
whether
people
that
like
makes it.
It
good or not, I don't know, because they played some absolute guff and some interesting games over the years. Like it can go either way. Because as a site, they didn't like The Witcher 3, which I think is just nuts.
Yeah,
and they also collectively liked 50 Cent Blood in the Sand.
That's had a real comeback, that game. People start talking about that now as if it's great and we were all idiots for thinking it was silly.
Yeah.
Excite Truck was another good game on the Wii, but I don't think anyone probably liked it for more than 5 minutes, so they probably got like 80, 79. But I remember really liking that little tilting the thing to steer it. Well, that's me. 10 Nintendo games.
I think you've done about as well as you can do looking at that list. The other one I've got on my list here that you know, I came across all confident and I was like, oh, why have these two not been picked? Now I'm looking at it, I'm like, why has it not been picked?
You're still missing out two sports games that are great.
I'm going to go GTA Vice City Stories.
That's the PS.
Okay. That was
PSP.
Yeah. It's one of my potentials.
The final pick of the entire draft is down to you, Kelsey.
This is the one that I said I wasn't confident in, so I went ahead and picked whatever I picked last time, Locoroco. Mm. I've got a few choices, but I'm just going to go with my instinct, Monster Hunter 2.
Ooh, okay.
Surely. The first one was so popular.
Did we pick that? Has anyone picked that?
What, the first one? I don't remember anyone.
No, we didn't. We just kind of like, because it was all Japan, we just sort of went, PSP, Japanese. Mm. No
since
idea.
We've had heavy discussion about Rockstar games, I'm surprised nobody took the dive for Rockstar Table Tennis.
Yeah.
Was that the game you were talking about?
No, Fight Night Round 3.
Oh, that's
fucking
on my list
badass.
As well.
And Virtual Tennis 3
really
as well.
I really liked it. Ended a friendship for about 2 hours at Fight Night Round 3.
Did it?
Yeah.
Somebody doing some cheap shit.
Or was it Fight Night Round 4? What was the Fight Night that had, like, they introduced sucker punches?
Not sure.
Whichever one that was, we used to play a lot of UFC and Fight Night before Nights Out. When we were younger, and I remember we were playing, someone was absolutely beating the living life out of me, and then I got a sucker punch and just knocked him clean out, and he had to leave the house for a while and then come back and apologize.
Everyone has friends like that, and I don't know, there's a friend of mine who very possibly might be listening to this podcast. He's like approaching 40 and we thought he'd have grown up by now, but he just cannot take losing anything like FIFA, you know, what, anything like racing games, just he switches. And so to the point where like I'm afraid to play him at video games.
I have a friend with FIFA like that. He's broken consoles before.
Oh man. Okay, so we always love to do this. must make for great listening. Fight Night Round 3 got 86. One game we've all completely ignored that I've just seen got 92. Anyone want to guess what that is?
Was it...
Virtua Fighter 5 was one I was looking at? No.
Persona 3?
No, it was Guitar Hero 2.
Oh, shit. Didn't even make
my list. Oh, fuck off. That was on my list. I thought, no, I'm not going to do it because it's not Legends of Rock, the one that exploded.
Yeah.
And everyone loved.
Virtua Fighter 5 was 85. What did somebody else say? Oh, Persona 3. Yeah. 86.
Okay, solid.
What's and the other one? I was confused by.
The other one, which I very, very, very nearly picked, is SmackDown versus Raw 2007.
I nearly picked that as well. That was on my list.
Please tell me what it is. Put me up my wrist. Please tell me it was reviewed shitly. Because
yeah, 81.
I feel like it's the best. 81.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Solid. Nobody picked Battlefield 2142.
There's also a 360 game that I mentioned earlier that got a 90 that none of us picked.
A 360 game?
Yeah. When we were talking about tactical shooters.
Ghost Recon? Did any of them come out that year?
Yeah, Ghost Recon. 90.
Shit. Didn't even make my list. Didn't see it.
What about God Hand?
God Hand would have done shit because IGN gave it a 3.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. 72. Sorry, 73. But it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't pick it then.
FIFA Pinata.
Yeah, that was in my original list. Let's see what that got.
Completely overlooked that. Didn't even see it on.
84. Let's see what Yoshi's Island DS got, because that was obviously one in the running for my last. That got 81.
Does anyone remember anything about Mortal Kombat Armageddon? Was that the one that had like a single player?
Is that the PSP
like side scrolling bit? Or was that what that one is?
I don't know, but it got a 77. So you were right to avoid that. That was when it was in the real doldrums, I think, Mortal Kombat. I wonder what the original Saints Row got.
No one picked Call of Duty 3. The worst Call of Duty.
That's on my list. Call of Duty 3 is on my list as well as a backup.
Call of Duty 3. Oh, yeah. Well, I think Saints Row got 81. Who said Call of Duty 3 was shit last time around?
Me. I always bang on about how shit it is. Blazing Angels, I bet you reviewed terribly, but I like it.
Call of Duty 3. How the fuck am I going to find that? That needs to be somebody. Somebody find the wiki of that.
After that, or can you check Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast?
Yeah, well, you know how much I love that, so.
Yeah. And again, I was ready to pick that.
Blazing Angels, 66.
Yeah.
Ooh, ouch. Outrun 2006 Coast to Coast, I believe, is the best of the lot. 81, though. So, no.
Call of Duty 3 has got 83.
PSP, man. Like, this is the thing where I think a lot of the games, I don't know, maybe at the time didn't review well, but people, they've all aged incredibly well, and people are just looking back now on this PSP library. Like, I mean, I think it's better than the DS library. Like, the DS has some huge games, but as a library, broadly overall, you've got to find the good games. PSP, there isn't really a bad game on it. Like, all right, some of them aren't, you know, world beaters, but you can pick them up for so cheap these days as well. Like,
which is mad considering I guess it didn't sell that many units. They must be all quite rare.
The PSP sold loads. This is the thing that people don't realize. It sold really well, which is why people are pissed off that Sony
just very easy to hack. It was like
it off because it did really well. What did Coast to Coast get? Did you manage to
81 or something?
Okay, yeah. So, like I say, mostly solid. I'm hoping Loco Roco comes through for me because I think that was the ingenious one. You know, where everyone was like, "Okay, yeah, it's different, it's fresh."
Yeah, that's that the one where you got to touch the back of the thing.
Well, there was a version on the there was probably a later version on what's the one with the touch screen? Vita. Yeah, yeah. But the original one, it was, I guess it was a launch title or a year after. Because PSP was, 2005. I love the PSP so much.
It was nice for me as well to see a couple of early, like, I don't have enough money to buy full games. There aren't that many games for my 360 around, things like Uno and Texas Hold'em. I played the shit out of both of those.
Yeah.
Texas Hold'em online was great.
Yeah.
Right, so what do we think the lowest score from Bomberman Act Zero, Sonic Riders, and Sonic 06s.
Bomberman.
I'm going to say Sonic 06.
It is Bomberman, 34. Sonic 06, 46. Oof. Sonic Riders, 55. Oh, and also, although, you know, I'm not going to dick myself over completely every time, Yakuza 2, 77.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting up there. It's getting up there. Ooh, right.
Okay.
He's getting there.
It's time to go into the proper draft. And as he's the reigning official champ, scores. We will start with Mr. KDB. And we'll see what Gears of War
got.
This has
got to be a 91, 92. Oh, come on.
I think got to be all three of these have got to be in the 90s.
I don't know if this is going to be the top of all three. I think Elder Scrolls is going to take this.
94 for Gears of War.
Oh, get in. That's solid. I still think Elder Scrolls is going to be 95, 96.
94.
Ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Legend of Zelda, 88.
probably.
99.
The GameCube version has a higher score than the Wii, 96.
Oh, he's my God.
Early lead.
Yes. I can't believe that.
I love it. Absolutely. I am shocked at that as well. I thought Elder Scrolls would take that easily. Oblivion was just like, it was that game where everyone was like, I can't believe what they've done here. That's the Nintendo bump again.
Told you.
Because I think Oblivion is a better game, objectively, than Twilight Princess. and I love Twilight Princess so much.
I think this was the first game I ever got all the achievement points for, was Oblivion.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You maniac. That must have been well hard.
Took a lot of time.
Oblivion was so good. My girlfriend at the time, I would be like, she would ask me to play Oblivion so she could watch me play it because it was that engrossing, you know, the story and stuff. And I've never had that happen, you know, with a partner.
Do you ever, I don't know if this is funny, like, could you sort of wonder that the game evokes, building on that, is like many of my favorite games are ones that just like scare me off to start with. Like Mass Effect did it, and then this, like Elder Scrolls for Oblivion, when you come out of the dungeon and then it's just like off you go. I was like, that's too much, this is too much, and then I hated it. I think I even traded it in then came back to it at a later date. I was like,
David,
oh, this is amazing.
Completely right. I think I came away from it for months and then focused on Gears of War and came back to Oblivion not long before Fallout 3 came out, and yeah, got absolutely sucked into it once I realized, okay,
yeah, I was just like, what am I meant to do here? It's too much.
Yeah, it was the first time I'd ever had that in a game. Like I say, it's just absolutely mind-blowing. And
somebody told me they got turned into a vampire and they couldn't go out in the daytime and didn't know how to undo it anymore, and I was like, I ain't touching that. I don't want that.
If I remember right, unvampiring yourself is such a mission as well.
Yeah, that's what he told me. I was like, I don't want to do this then.
It's a bit easier in Skyrim. And what I will also say about Oblivion, if you've got a Series X, fire it up. High frame rate, FPS boost, 4K. It looks incredible. Like, you can play it. It just feels like, you know, I say it feels like a modern game, but, you know, it looks so good. So, yeah.
If nothing else, the dead behind the eyes thing that the Bethesda character models do, because there's a guy, and it was actually upsetting me that I can't even remember the song now, but there was a song, if you go down to the docks of Cyrodiil, which is the main city in the game,
yeah,
go down to the docks, there's like a pirate standing there, he's like a dock worker / sailor / pirate dude, and you walk up to him and speak, and he just stares at you, deadpan, no movement, and then sings a shanty to you, and me and my mates found it the funniest thing ever. And I can't remember what the shanty is now. It's upsetting.
Well, he takes round one.
Yes, he does. Sing a sea shanty about that. will I take round two? Let's find out, although I already know the answer.
I think Super Mario Bros.
Dead Rising on the Xbox 360, 85.
I'm in for a Nintendo bump, am I?
I think this is Mario Bros. All the way.
New Super Mario Bros. On the DS. What do you think, David? Give me a number.
I mean, it's Mario. Surely, like, 91, 92, 93.
I'll have to meet you halfway. don't know what that means.
Halfway between 91.
Between 91 and 87. Quick 88. It's 89. 87. Right. 89 for New Super Mario Bros. What do we think?
I think that's low. I am upset with that.
What do we think for Akami on the PlayStation 2?
81.
Second number is a 3.
It's 93, I'm off home.
It's 93.
Oh my god.
Get out of here, man.
Come on.
What I tell you.
What a pool, well done.
Although to be fair, that's technically I've cheated by picking Okami because it's not Nintendo for 2006, it was later on the Wii, but
oh yeah.
Somebody shoot me, you know.
His heel turned earlier on.
We'll let it slide.
Let's see if Bully can get. So who's winning? Obviously I'm winning. Then David's on 183, Kelsey's on 179. Very, very close. On. Let's see what Bully does for you.
I don't think Bully's beaten Half-Life 2 and Wii Sports.
I think it's PS2 version, wasn't it? Specifically. Yeah, came out on 360 a few years later.
Canis Candom Edit.
Canis Candom Edit, yeah. 87.
Okay, I'll take that.
I thought that would have been higher.
I'll take that.
Oh, Half-Life 2. Why are they not like this?
Any game you can hide in a bin. Or is it, do you chuck people in a bin? Which way around does it go?
It's not beating Half-Life or Wii Sports, though.
Surely not. Oh, actually, no. Bully was good.
What did Kelsey get? 87. You got exactly the same. 87 again.
Okay.
I thought one of the most famous games of all time. I guess it's Half-Life Episode 1 and 2 joined together that's more of a...
Wii Sports is going to be the first 100.
Absolutely not. It's a 76.
Ooh.
What, these miserable fuckers don't like bowling? Well, that has put me down into last place by a point behind KDB.
Sometimes critics don't know what they're doing.
They were probably right, to be fair. I mean,
that is unbelievable.
If there's a 7 out of 10 game, that is it, right?
Wii Sports. How would the...
Yeah, but it is, yeah, fair enough.
But it is not. It's a 10 out of 10 game. It's so fun, so easy to play. What were they criticising?
That's
the
it, like, out of, like, pure joy, it's got to be a 10 out of 10, because, like, the amount of, like, family bonding that I did, that's for a bit,
that is...
if you're reviewing a game, you're not, like, dragging it around to your grands, are you? You're playing it on your own.
Yeah, and there must be people who just thought they were better than this. I'm a professional games journalist, I'm not playing this.
Was there anger around the Wii? I can't remember.
Don't know, but Edge gave it 70 or whatever, saying perfect, no. Wow. Indispensable, yes. Wii Sports more than earns its bundled place as an essential component of the hardware. And you gave it 7.
Oh my god.
You pricks.
That is stupid, yeah.
Official Nintendo magazine gave it a 9, so they were on my side, but yeah. One Up 65, Games TM 60. It's all the people who, the clever lads in the games journalism just shitting on it.
I can't remember how the Wii U was received, but it seems like the kind of thing that, like, in 2023, if the sort of in modern equivalent would come, people would be annoyed. It's like, because it's not for gamers, that kind of crowd.
That's what it is, isn't it? That's unbelievable.
Right, Final Fantasy 12, what do you think? Give me a number.
Pass.
For 90. I'm confident in this one.
I'll do you two better. 92.
Nice one, Kelsey.
Firmly.
Never would have got there with that.
Oh, is he firmly in the lead? Let's find out with Pro Evolution Soccer 6.
Ooh.
The highest scoring version of that game is on the PS2 and it scores 89.
I'll take that. I've got time to make that back.
You are still ahead.
Well, made it back already.
Have I got any chance of getting back into it with Castlevania Portrait of Ruin, which I tried to bait somebody else in picking? And I have not got back into the game. It is an 85, which is the lowest one of the lot so far, which puts me...
That's still a good score, I think.
Yeah.
It's Wii Sports that's done you. I think overall this... I think there's going to be a lot of 80s in this.
Yeah, Wii Sports is unjust.
I don't think Hitman Blood Money is going to be great.
What do you reckon? PS2's the highest scorer.
81.
85.
I would literally meet you in the middle this time. It is 83.
I'll take it.
Yeah, okay, that's not bad either. There's a Hitman game I'm scared of that's around about this era, and I don't know which one it is. I think this is good.
Company of Heroes.
I was going to pick it.
Right. Give me a number.
I mean, I'd take an 89.
Second number is 3.
Not 93. You've 93. Got to be joking. Oh, my.
93, yes. Baby! Well done, David. You've got a 10-point swing there over Kelsey with that one.
This is yours.
I'm
to
glad
lose,
I hurt
David.
My nerve with that.
Yeah.
Like, if this gets picked, I'm going to be so upset.
Final Fantasy 3, which has a lower score than the fucking iOS version, gets 77. Where I thought that game did really well. I'm going to start playing this seriously again next year, I promise.
Yeah, you've had your fun.
To be
now.
Fair,
Official Nintendo magazine gave it a 9 again. This is what I'm getting done by. God. I read one magazine and thought it represented everyone.
But it just fucking shows. It shows the scope across the industry as well.
Yeah.
And how wild this review process is and these critics.
The Nintendo this bump just doesn't work for everything, does it?
I've also said this before, like with reviews, if you're going to find something, if you're going to trust reviews, the only people I trust, like I say, are people I know who I get the context of their opinions mm-hmm. and stuff, who, yeah. Because I know
that's why YouTube's more important now these days.
Yeah. Or people you find, and you have to build up trust for their opinion over years. You can't just go to IGN or whatever and read some random review and think, oh, no, well, that's that game.
Totally agree. Yeah.
Shit or good. You have to go to the people that you've known over years. It takes years to build it up and to trust their opinion of this stuff. So these scores are, some of them are just ridiculous.
Even in the opposite direction, I've been banging on about them a couple of times, but Jeff Gerstmann, ex-Giant Bomb, now his own thing. I really respect his opinion, really like his content. I'm not going to like games he likes, and he's not going to like my kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've just got very different tastes.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's exactly what you're saying.
Yeah. Right, we've got some Tom Clancy stuff in this round.
I've maybe got cocky with this one, I thought.
No, I think you've done pretty damn well. The Xbox original version scores highest of all, including over the 360 version with an 89.
Come on.
Which is a damn good
score. I would
have
guessed low 80s for that one as well, so that's done better than I thought.
I just need David to drop the ball on basically one game.
Yeah.
And I'm back in this.
There's any of these could either... they could.
Rainbow Six Vegas, another Tom Clancy game, scores David one fewer with an 88. So the ball is still in his hands. And I am... so far back now. What's Tetris DS?
You are sinking. You're so deep you might find that sub.
Have you you both seen the movie? Have you watched Tetris, the movie?
No.
Watched it.
I think I'd even deleted it from my brain that existed. Is it any good?
Oh, yeah. It's like it has a couple of moments where it kind of knows what it's doing and it's sort of... I don't want to say it ventures into parody because it doesn't. It does keep its feet on the ground, but... really, really good, and it makes so much drama out of a business deal in contracts with Nintendo.
Amazing.
Oh, that, okay, yeah. That has a 61, that film, by the way. on Metacritic.
Oh, yeah, but again, I think people... I think you'll both enjoy it. It's for a certain audience.
Yeah,
absolutely worth watching. Get a free trial for Apple TV and watch it.
I need to buy the GoldenEye documentary.
What?
There's a GoldenEye documentary on Amazon. I keep forgetting to buy it.
The game?
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sick.
I need to see that as well.
Yeah.
Not sure how much it costs, and it's because I'm not sure why I didn't buy it as soon as I saw it.
Mm.
But yeah, it's like it's rentable or buyable. It's like digital.
Yeah.
I don't know. Within the last 2 years because I was in this house when I discovered it.
Mm. Okay.
But I don't know where I've pulled that from deep within the recesses of my brain there.
Is it called Golden Era?
Could be. I'll have a look for it because I'll favourite
it. I can see fucking Matey Boy from Old Giant Bomb on here. Dan Reichert. Is it Dan Reichert?
Could be. He is a man from Giant Bomb. Still
got Grant
a Giant
Kirk
Bomb.
Open it as well. Yeah, I see it. Golden Era.
Is that what it's called?
A movie about the most important video game ever made. You son of a bitch. I need to see this.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check that out.
More like this. Hitman Hart wrestling with shadows. Yeah, sure, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Good film, though. Good film.
Yeah.
Right, Tetris DS, 84.
There's no, no pomp and circumstance here. I've shit the bed, and we'll just move on. We are into round seven with Ridge Racer 7. How appropriate.
I picked with my heart on this one. Again, this could let me down.
I'm afraid it has. I'm afraid it has. It's got you 78.
Oh.
David might go top of the league this evening, folks. We are top of the league. Resistance Fall of Man. I thought was going to do quite badly, but you got a solid 86 there.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that. I think it's not a good game, but I am in an era where Sony were looking for like Halo killers and games to compete with Gears of War. I think the old PlayStation fanboys would have dragged the score of that
one. They obviously did. 86 is a good score. Trauma sent a second opinion on the Wii, 80. Not terrible scores, they're just nowhere near good enough. I'm now 17 behind Kelsey. Will I stay that far behind as we move into round 8? And Tony Hawk's Project 8. Did you know you were doing this? Picking 7s and 8s in round 7 and 8, you sly dog.
No, I actually did. Yeah.
That's an 81.
I'll take that.
I think David might be closing in on victory here, although NCAA 07.
It's better than Madden anyway.
That's what everyone says. Wrong.
NCAA Football 07 Xbox game, 88.
Yeah, I do expect it.
I think it's the cool, underrated, you know, oh, it's not the Madden. Yeah, it's the better one. Everyone loves it. Hardcore player base as well.
What was the reason they stopped NCAA games? Like, college students or amateurs are not allowed to get paid or something like that?
Right. Yeah, it's crazy.
Ruin your body for 4 years, not getting any money for that.
Yeah. I am closing in on Kelsey, I guess. 85 for Pokemon Diamond and Pearl.
Oh, so that was better than Leaf Green or whatever it was, wasn't it?
Yeah. When did you pick that?
Like maybe two episodes.
81 ago. You got for that. But that was right in the middle of like full high 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
Loco Roco.
Little indie darling. Loco Roco.
Oh, that's the PS4 version. PS3 version. There we go. 83.
Have I played this?
That's the one where you're like just a ball, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, happy looking blob.
Right, so what did Kelsey get? 83?
It's Pat Upon that people used to always bang on about, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
That looked like this.
What do you think? Do you think Star Wars, Lego Star Wars 2 Original Trilogy scores more or less than Loco Roco's 83?
I'm going to say more because I think this is when people were still being stupidly blown away by these games.
Yeah, I think this has done well. I don't know why I'm pretty okay about my last two, to be honest. I don't know why they weren't picked by anyone.
So the highest,
which means I maybe better get my ass bit.
Vice City Stories was on my list.
You have been saved by the PC version, which scores you an 86.
Were the others bad?
Just like 80, you know, 81 for the 360 and stuff like that. So, yeah,
what's so fucking special about the PC version?
Yeah, I don't know. You got nicer reviewers, I guess, or Star Wars fans play PC, though. Apparently.
Yeah.
Elite Beat Agents, God Almighty! It's just like a funeral procession at this point, isn't it?
You've done hilariously well though since you went on Nintendo.
I'll tell you something. I've got the highest score of round 9. I got 87.
Oh my goodness.
So, like, see you after this. Give yourself like a respectable score for Final Fantasy and Wii Sports and let's see where you end up.
Okay.
That Wii Sports is nonsense.
Well, I would have probably picked like Fight Night Round 3 and then Virtua Tennis 3 by the look of it.
Yeah, well, stick them in. Stick the scores for them in just out of interest to see where that ends you up.
Right, Monster Hunter 2.
Come on. This is the one I wasn't sure about.
I don't even know. Is it called Monster Hunter 2, yeah?
Oh, I think so. Where's the
2006 video game? Yeah, Monster Hunter DOS. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, DOS. Oh, yeah, that's right. DOS. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a tough one. This is because there's only one score that even shows on its Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I've found Famitsu.
Oh, really?
Score, and that's it.
Yeah.
If it's the only score, I guess we just figure out how to make that 100%.
Well, it's a bloody high score if we're doing that.
I was picking it purely on brand, like basically on brand. Like Google users, 91% liked this video game. I don't really want to have to pick another one. I don't know what else I've
got. No, I think we're going to have to just go with the Famitsu score, I suppose.
Which will give you, what,
what was the Famitsu score?
92, yeah.
37 out of 40.
You're shitting me. Oh, that's got to be a comfortable second place, surely.
Oh, yeah, I don't think you need to worry about Mega Man ZX, mate. You're fine.
Imagine if Vice City Stories got a 63. It hasn't, surely.
I'd guess like 87.
So KLC is currently 64 points clear. So I think it's, yeah, you're right. David has comfortably won this already.
Yeah.
With a final score of 86, which puts his final score as 886 and Kelsey's as 864. I'm on 763. So I need 101 to come second.
Come on, you can do it. We believe in you.
Famitsu, the only people that have reviewed it. 41 out of 40.
Oh, this is on the DS, was it? Okay. Mega Man ZX.
Break the Dave Meltzer star rating system with Mega Man XC. Get 110.
Yeah, fucking 7-star. What was the... was this between this and Yoshi's Island DS, wasn't it? Yeah, I picked the wrong one. Mega Man ZX got 76.
I said you had. I said I wouldn't have picked it.
839. Is that my lowest score now? It is. I've hit a new low. What a dickhead.
You had yourself to play with, give yourself the you? Fight night scores, etc. I think you might have won.
What, just because of the first two? And Castlevania?
Well, you wouldn't have picked... Well, you would have picked Wii Sports. Would you have picked Wii Sports?
Well, it was quite high up, to be fair. So maybe. I would definitely have picked Tetris DS, I think, and Castlevania and Okami and whatever. I don't think I would have won, you know. Because I was picking like Fight Nights and Virtua Tennis, and they were getting like 85s.
Right, give yourself 85 for Mega Man. And
it's an extra 9.
Would you pick Trauma Center?
848. Probably not.
Would you pick Final Fantasy 3?
You know what? I probably would have ended up picking stuff like fucking Advanced Warfighter and Guitar Hero, which both got in the 90s. So maybe I would have won. Who knows? Who knows?
David with Company of Heroes. Absolutely.
What a shout that was.
There. Yeah, yeah.
93. Well done. So I guess the best game of the year was Twilight Princess, apparently.
Yeah, seems it.
We've not found anything close to that score-wise, even when we've been doing the other games as well.
Twilight Princess, great. From what I remember, I've not played the whole thing. I think I've maybe played half of it. Liked it. Great game. Oblivion, awesome game. Gears of War, awesome game. Dead Rising, probably appreciate it more nowadays. Some good games in here.
I loved it. Yeah. 2007.
Loads of good games.
Oh, God. Trying to think of anything from 2007, to be honest. It's hard, isn't it? They all meld into one.
Yeah. It was 2008 in my head was a good year.
Yes. I guess
we'll 2008 find out. Is Gears of War 2.
Yeah. 2007, at a very quick glance, has Call of Duty Modern Warfare in it.
Oh, okay.
So there we go. That's the end of the 2006 video game draft.
Happy with that.
Yeah, a solid second place as well. Comfortably ahead of me. But David, for the third time, has won the draft with 886 points. Congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I wonder where that puts Kelsey points-wise now. David's definitely
got to
top.
Be creeping up there, right?
He's got 14. I've got 12.
Let's have a look.
Kelsey's got 10.
Yeah, you're coming back. You're clawing it back.
Plenty of years to go.
Exactly. Oh my God. So, I was thinking about it this morning. Like, we've got so many. 2006 is what, 17 years ago? So yeah.
Do you know what would be fun, kind of interesting, is when we start hitting years that like are very close to home, as in like quite recent.
Because I guess, I don't know, I do tend to gravitate towards Metacritic reviews at a glance these days if I'm just totally unsure about something, rather than religiously. Like, I don't really watch a lot of video reviews or read any magazines anymore, so I will just see somebody on YouTube says it's good. I'll check the Wikipedia, the Metacritic, and go, oh, all right, 89, yeah, I'll give that a go. Like Street Fighter 6, 92. Okay,
Seems like this is really good then. I better get it.
I was just going to say, I'll be honest with you, like I don't even do that. As I said earlier, I have maybe like two or three people who I will hear their opinions, and they obviously don't cover every single game.
Mm-hmm.
It's just purely based on whether I feel like playing it or not. And I often means I end up playing terrible games, but also with Game Pass, it just means I play loads of stuff.
That's made a lot of it redundant as well, hasn't it?
Yeah. Since we started podcasting, my gaming habits have sort of gone very odd, so I'm not sure, but I'm at the point that like I'm fairly confident that at least like 8 out of 10 times I can watch a gameplay trailer for a game and know if I'm going to like it or not.
Same.
I don't need someone to tell me what it's about.
Yep. 100%. And I think these days things like Metacritic and these aggregate sites, they're all just fucked because you see what happens with what people do. They just
review bomb and stuff
review
like
bomb
that.
There needs to be a new system. So
you got a bunch of down thumbs, it's whatever just, you call them on YouTube.
On Steam. Mostly negative. Steam boy.
So, they're just kind of nonsense these days. But they're fun for the draft.
They are. It's a good fun. And I suppose that brings us to the close of another classic episode. Time to pack our bags, grab our coats, and put our chairs on the table before we shut off the lights and head home. If you enjoyed what you heard today, and even if you didn't, please subscribe to us in your podcast feed of choice and then kindly leave us a 5-star review. You can also like and sub to our YouTube channel, or When It Was You Podcast. And should your heart so desire, you can get in touch and tell us what you thought about any of the games we've covered or our picks on the drafts over the years by firing us an email over to awinitersyoupod@gmail.com. If you like, you can also keep up to date with the latest going on here at A Winner Is You Towers by following us on Twitter @AWinnerIsYouPod, or give myself, Alex, or Kelsey a follow @DavidSmiley, @SuperThrillix, and @K_D_B_, where you cannot see anything that we have been up to because Twitter is broken and seemingly now beyond repair. Alex, you were off making a Mastodon account today. Did you manage?
No, not yet. I'll probably do it before I go to bed.
Mastodon account incoming.
I refuse to join any new apps. Like, I'm not doing it. If Twitter
once
dies,
Twitter dies, you're going dies. Down with the ship,
my
are you?
My life will be better with one less.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, this is just for the podcast, not for me.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm already on TikTok. I'm going to promote everything through TikTok. That's the thing that everyone's TikTok. On. So, yeah.
Is there not... Is Mastodon not a band? That feels it's what I know
it
of Mastodon.
It is a metal band, yeah.
Yeah.
Or a mathcore band, Mastodon. I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, I put stuff on for Gears Intel and it just gets like thousands of views. And, you know, how does that translate into listens? I have no idea, but yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to. I've been trying to avoid TikTok.
Sorry, that was a bit of a tangent, but
yeah, no, you're right.
I'm not joining any Mastodon or Blue Sky or Hive, like all these Twitter killers that will just never take off.
No, yeah, the internet is going to change significantly in the next few months.
Absolutely.
Back to forums, apparently, is where everyone's going.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait.
Isn't that just what Discord is these days?
Yeah, well, that's...
The thing is, Discord, it's too much of a walled garden. Like, everyone's got a Discord. That's not what you want. You want lots. So there's these tiny little communities instead of like, oh, let's go to the Gears of War forum that's got 10,000 people.
Also Reddit, you mean, that's also on fire.
That's Reddit, yeah.
The on fire Reddit and Twitter. That'll be the what happened this year when we get to that in the video game draft. In our old ages.
Definitely.
What have I been up to? What have we been up to? Sorry. Please head over to my weekly news Substack, supersmiley.substack.com, for a nice weekly video game news roundup right into your inbox every Friday, apart from this Friday past, because I was
unless he's going to a wedding, yeah.
Alex, have you got any other business?
Video Game Hall of Fame. We just did the strategy games episode. So go to @VG_HOF. The poll should just about still be up there by the time this podcast goes out. So if you like strategy games, or the four that we talked about anyway, go and vote on one of those. Vote Advance Wars if you know what's good for you.
I didn't vote for Advance Wars, sorry.
That's fine.
KDB, do you want to tell us about your other projects? I see Tapes from the Waste has made a new episode.
Tapes from the Waste had a new episode this week. More Fallout talk, Fallout 76 new season, chatting about that. I also played AEW Fight Forever for the Two Carrots Patreon, where I gave I played for like 45 minutes and gave a review as I played it. Alex, I know you've been playing it and we haven't really had a chance to talk about
it. No.
The game is hilarious, but
so broken
for lots of reasons. Silly. But I absolutely love playing it. So I can't really, like, I think outside of the, you know, playing the matches, I think is fine.
Yeah.
Outside of that, obviously, stuff is utterly ridiculous.
So many wrong things about the package itself. Did you know that if you want to unlock Paul White, aka The Big Show, I'm almost certain in the career mode, you basically have to lose every single match until he challenges you. And you have to beat him inside 3 minutes, and you cannot pick him up because he's fucking massive. But my friend Ash said he sat there for an hour trying to get him counted out and just gave up.
I kind of love it. I think they said from day one, they're like, we're going to make a throwback retro game. And for better or worse, that's what they've done.
I mean, they really have done that, yeah.
They have. But I think the actual gameplay is really fun. But yes, come and watch the
I think the gameplay is really fun too. We had a really good time on Friday night at my friend's house. We had like three of us there all playing it, drinking beers and eating pizza. But we did play some of the career mode, which is just garbage.
It's fucking
terrible. The sightseeing is so funny. It's just in front of a low-res JPEG, green screen, some wrestlers on, talking nonsense.
They had their budget and it wasn't huge, so they just settled with the J. But that's what those old games were like. That is what they were like. Do you remember the old entrances in front of the videos and stuff that lasted for like 5 seconds? So, yeah, I'm letting it slide a little bit because...
It is better than all the 2K games I've played in many, many years.
Oh, like,
it's way
agree.
More fun. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's got that. They'll work on it, hopefully. They've said they're going to make this, like, they're not going to do another game for a long time. This is going to be supported and blah, blah, blah.
Cool.
Having a day one DLC to get some extra wrestlers is a disgrace, but it's not that. Yes,
no Acclaimed in it as well, which really pissed me off.
But, music's on there.
Come along soon.
For fuck's sake! So's the guns. Our roster is so out of date.
I know. The storylines are 2 years out of date as well. But anyway, sorry. Yeah, going off on a
Evil Uno's not even in it, and he promoted the game for the company. They didn't even put him in the game. Poor fucking bastard.
Oh.
Right, that's it.
But yeah.
That's it. And on that bombshell, I have been David, and they have been Alex and Kelsey. I'm out.
If anybody picks Diddy Kong Racing DS next time, and you're not my friends anymore, keep gaming.